T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hyperloop is a new mode of transportation that operates in a low-pressure environment inside a tube. And what that does is takes away the normal forces of aerodynamic drag and wind resistance that slows vehicles down. So, for example, when you are driving in your car and you put your foot on the accelerator, you go fast. You take your foot off the accelerator, you start to slow down. In the Hyperloop environment, when you take your foot off the accelerator, the vehicle keeps going extremely fast for a very long time. And that's because you've eliminated the effects of wind resistance.
What is it that is happening now that should make people in North Texas sit up and take notice?
So we're very excited about action being taken by the Regional Transportation Council in Dallas-Fort Worth to study Hyperloop as a potential technology alternative for the Dallas to Fort Worth high-speed corridor. Right now, they're going to start an environmental study that's going to look at a potential route, but look at which technologies make the most sense. And not only are they going to look at high-speed rail, but also Hyperloop, which could put Dallas-Fort Worth on the map as the first place in the U.S. to get a Hyperloop system.
For a passenger transit system in North Texas, how will that work in terms of economy of scale? I've seen your pod. How would that work in terms of making that a viable business model for a mode of transportation in a region like North Texas?
So the pods would normally seat upwards of 20 people per pod. And those are the question of economic demand and ridership we are studying now. And, you know, we have put together engineering to show how many pods we'd need depending on the number of people using the system. And, you know, there will be a good amount of vehicles in the system. But the advantage of having multiple vehicles rather than a train is that you're able to route people where they want to go, bypassing places they don't want to go, and not on a schedule.
People want to know when.
Right. Well, I think that it's fair to say that we anticipate that in the early 2020s, we will have a system operating. That's the goal of the company.
If you and I have the good fortune to touch base in 10 years, and I say, hey, Dan, how has everything been going with the project? What do you think you'll be telling me?
I'd be saying, hey, I just got off the Hyperloop, and things are going really well. So I think we'll be building, and I think in 10 years, you'll be seeing these systems around the world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.